from the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
A geometric abandoned Manitoba. Today, as we welcome Gordon Goldsborough into the studio from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, when we think of an historic building, we generally envision something that is rectangular in outline, or maybe square.
Mm-hmm.
But this
right angles?
Yeah, angles, 90 degrees. But this is not always the case. And today, we're going to look at seven historic buildings in rural Manitoba that are octagonal, or eight-sided.
I'm really surprised by this, that seven historic buildings exist like that, but why anyone would build an octagonal building to begin with?
And I wondered that exact thing. Why would anybody build an octagonal building? But I looked online, and there are several reasons that are offered that would favor the construction of an octagonal building.
I'm listening.
So it said that an octagon uses space more efficiently than a square or a rectangle. Well, I didn't immediately believe this, so I did the math, and it works out that an octagon has 20% more space than a square with equivalent perimeter length.
Huh.
You know, go out there and do the math yourself, and you'll prove it to yourself. An implication is that an octagon with the same area as a square would have less exterior wall surface area. So, in theory, it would have lower heating loss and less heating gain. So, it would be cheaper to keep comfortable. Basically, the energy costs would be
interesting,
lower.
Interesting, yeah.
And having all those wall angles, well, in theory, I guess, too, it would give better opportunities for panoramic views. If you put nice big windows, you could have sort of a curvature. You could see the outside really nicely. But, you know, I'm not sure that any of these factors were considered for the buildings we're talking about today. I do think, though, that interior space availability did factor into the decisions to build one of them.
So what kind of octagonal buildings do we have in Manitoba?
That they fall into four general categories, the first being railway water towers. Now remember, at one time when railway locomotives were powered by steam, it was essential to have a source of water at each of the major stops on each railway line. Usually this meant a large tank that was held above the ground so that the water would flow by gravity into the locomotive. In many cases, the railway water towers would have cylindrical metal tanks, such as the one that still stands today at Winnipeg Beach. Two railway water towers still standing have the tank surrounded by an octagonal wooden building. And I think the wood is probably intended for sort of insulation as much as anything else. But there was in these buildings a coal-powered boiler under the tank that would keep the water warm enough so that it wouldn't freeze during the winter. Because, of course, keep in mind, the locomotives ran year-round, so you couldn't just have water available in the summertime. You had to have it year-round. What a really neat design feature of these tanks, too, which I think is really clever, is that they had a vertical shaft extending up above the top of the tank with a spherical ball that slid along that shaft. And the ball was basically buoyed up and down by the water in the tank so that you could look at the water tower from a distance and you'd see this ball. Either if it was at the top of the shaft, it means the tank is full.
Yeah.
And if it's at the bottom, it means the tank is empty. So literally, just from a distance, you could say, oh, the tank is full of water.
very cool engineering design. So where are the two surviving water towers like this?
Well, one is in Clearwater, and what is especially nice is that the octagonal water tower is still in use. No, of course, not for steam-powered locomotives. They're long gone. Mm-hmm. But to supply water for the use of the local residents. To my knowledge, it's the only railway water tower in Manitoba still in active use. The other octagonal water tower is at the Manitoba Agricultural Museum near Austin.
Oh, makes sense.
That one is quite similar in appearance to the tower at Clearwater, but it's no longer in service. And until recently, it wasn't being open to visitors, but the museum staff is keen to start showing visitors the inside, given just how rare this thing is, and the fact, of course, that the tower at Clearwater isn't open to visitors. visitors.
Right. So tell me about one of the other categories then.
Well, number two is a building that is used by an agricultural society. In case you don't know what that is, it's a local group that organizes events such as fairs, where they display things like farm produce and livestock. They have races and other sporting events. You know, it's sort of a social environment as much as anything else. And at one time, most towns of really any size in Manitoba had an agricultural society that hosted these events, and they had buildings and grounds to do so. There are three octagonal buildings at Carberry, at Minnedosa, and Verdun that were connected to their respective agricultural societies and were used for display purposes. Now, I guess that all that interior space, since it was such an efficient way to display space, was well suited to the display of such things as grain and other crops, sewing and knitting samples, and, well, all sorts of products of farm labor. The building at Minnedosa was built in 1904, and it sat at the fairgrounds until 2007. That's when it was moved to the local museum and thoroughly renovated. You know, it's now a very attractive building, and it actually serves as the museum's office. Well worth a visit.
And there's one at Carberry, you said, as well.
Right. You know, and it may be the oldest of the three Agricultural Society buildings, dating from 1893. It remains on its original site at the Carberry Fairgrounds, and it has been in continuous use. Now, I have to confess, I have never been inside, but I'm told that it retains many of the original elements, including hand-carved display shelves where they display that farm produce.
Hmm. And so, tell us the third one.
It stands at Verdun on the grounds of the local agricultural society, of course, like the others, near a recently constructed community building that replaced the former racetrack. Of course, they had a racetrack because they had races and things like that. The octagonal building's age, well, I don't know it for exactly, but judging from its architecture, I would guess it dates from the turn of the 20th century, from around 1900 plus or minus. My sources at Verdun tell me that the agricultural society building is presently used for storage, which is kind of a euphemism usually for means it's not used for a whole lot.
Right.
But there are several more active uses being contemplated. And one that I particularly like is they're thinking of maybe using it as a hall of fame for the oil and gas industry. Because, of course, that whole area of Western Manitoba, very active in oil and gas development.
For sure. Okay, so that's two categories of octagonal buildings, water towers and the Ag Society buildings. What's the third?
It's a truly unique building at the Swan Valley Historical Museum near Swan River. The former home of Alexander Sovereign, it's an octagonal log cabin.
Oh.
I mean, wow. I just can't even imagine the amount of cutting you would have to do to make those logs line up properly.
The angles, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Sovereign himself is an interesting guy, too. He was the first professional photographer to work in the Swan River Valley. And in fact, a lot of the early photos we have from that region is thanks to Alex Sovereign. In my personal collection of historical photos, I have a view of the Sovereign house, probably taken by its owner around 1910, in which you can see clearly that its exterior walls were made of logs. You would be hard-pressed to know it today, though, because the exterior is covered in stucco.
Oh.
Now, the building was undergoing restoration when I was there in 2017, so it may be different now. But judging from the appearance of the cabinetry and the color schemes inside, that work inside dated from sometime in the 1940s. It had, you know, those pastels we tend to associate with the 40s.
Yeah.
But it is nevertheless a really remarkable building. I mean, an octagonal log cabin. I mean, how many of them could there be anywhere?
Good point. And one more category, right? What's your fourth category?
Well, at a site northeast of Minnedosa, a few miles due east of Bethany, there is an eight-sided wooden barn with a fieldstone foundation that was built in 1902 for farmer James Logan. It's a two-story building on the side of a hill, so you could enter the building either at the first floor or at the second floor, just depending on which way you came in. And its external wooden walls have been covered with metal cladding in the 1990s, but I visited the building in 2016. Its roof at that time was what I sometimes call, quite religious, if you get the meaning. It was very holy.
A lot of holy. Yeah, a lot
you
of
know,
holy.
I saw numerous places where sunshine streamed through the roof, and mm-hmm. that's not an ideal situation for any historic building. It wasn't, however, in use as a barn. Although it doesn't house cattle and horses, though, the animal pens in the lower level were intact. So you do get a very strong sense of how it would have been used back in the day as a barn, eight-sided.
Well, seven octagonal buildings. Were you trying to get an eighth on there? That would have been good.
Well, it would have been kind of neat, right?
Yeah.
To have eight-sided buildings. And, I racked my brain for an eighth one. And I do have vague memories of having seen a second octagonal barn during my travels around Manitoba, but it just wouldn't come to me. Now, I should say, though, in my defense, I have seen a 12-sided barn.
12-sided.
Hard to believe that there even could be anything more than eight. But, yes, there was a 12-sided barn near Portage la Prairie, but that one doesn't count, of course, because it doesn't have eight. And in any case, that barn collapsed in 2019, so it's no more.
That would have been a dodecagon.
That's exactly right.
There
good
you
for
go.
You. Yeah. So we're going to just have to make do with seven octagonal buildings. On the other hand, maybe one of our listeners are aware of another one, and of any kind, no matter what it's being used for or was used for. Please let me know.
Very, very interesting, as always, Gordon. Thanks for coming in with this one. And what's up for next week?
Well, here's a question that will test the memory of our rural listeners. There was a hardware and farm supply company founded in 1917 in Winnipeg that by the 1960s had over 200 retail stores in towns all across the prairies from British Columbia to northwestern Ontario. Its brand names included Artisan for tools, Coronado for appliances, Crest and Varcon for sporting goods, and Home Guard for building materials. Today, that company is gone from Manitoba's corporate landscape. So the question is, what was its name? Think about that question, and we will discuss the answer and the company itself next week.
I have an idea, but I'll say it offline and let people do some investigative work by themselves there. So thank you once again, Gordon. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.